Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm grasping onto my sanity here, but I'm okay. I'm healthy. My kids are healthy, so it's all good. So how are you doing?
I am just getting back to being 90% okay. I had some health issues I've been struggling with for the last week or so. So I apologize to everyone. Our show hasn't been up, and it's my fault. I've been a little under the weather, dealing with some aches, pains, and ailments, and stuff as old folks go through. And but I'm back. I am angry. I am frustrated. I'm stir crazy. I've been cooped up in the house. And I'm that grumpy, crotchety old man sitting on the porch throwing rocks at the kids who step on his lawn.
Yeah, but might I ask, in the midst of everything you was going through, you still was doing what you had to do behind the scenes and everything. You know, Hakim is just so goddamn hard-headed, y'all. But y'all know him. So I don't even got to go into details.
But we appreciate your hard-headedness. You know, unfortunately, I had to sit my ass down whether I wanted to or not. So I'm sitting here with my ginger tea with black pepper, and I got my cup of ice. There's a dog across the street that won't shut the fuck up. It keeps barking, so please forgive me, y'all. And the overwhelming scent of marijuana is coming through the walls of my next door neighbor. So I'm catching the contact. We're gonna talk about Corona as I sip tea with a dog barking in the back. It's gonna be a hell of a goddamn show.
Yes, but. That's right, people. We have to talk about it. There's no way to get around it. It's reality, and it's what we do on this show. We talk about the things that's going on, our reality. So we are going to do On Talk Tuesday, which is today. We're going to do part one of our discussion on the coronavirus. We're going to separate the facts from the fiction. The problem that we have is that people don't know where to turn. They're hearing so many stories, and they just don't know what to do. And I like to call it the fear of the unknown, because when you don't have facts and you don't know what's going on and you don't know what to do, it's scary because you're stuck and you're just at this place where you don't know which way to turn. You don't know the do's, the don'ts. So we are going to the best way we can, we're going to separate the both for you guys. You know, we all are just, you know, learning as we go, you know, with everything. So just what we're going to say is the best way to do it is as we learn the facts, share the facts. Because some people, they're sharing so many things that's not founded, not true, that it's just causing more chaos. And that's why when we have these situations happen, everybody's in a panic. They're doing all the wrong things, and they think they're doing the right things. you know, like going to the store, buying all the damn toilet tissue and hoarding all the food and, you know, just, I mean, we're going to get into all of that, but you have anything you want to kind of throw in there before we dive in there?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of conspiracies. There's a lot of just overall nonsense. And we have to be able to disseminate the proper information. We have to look at what's in front of us with a critical eye, double check everything, especially when it comes to how you're going to move about your day, how you're going to get around the city to get the things you need for your household, stuff like that. Look for your leak. You know, there's talk here in Philly. We got shut down as of, what, Monday? Where you have to, you know, stay in place or whatever that damn thing's called. And I sat back and literally watched from 20, 30 different people pass around the same little post talking about, if you don't have your paperwork, you're going to jail. If you don't have your paperwork, you're going to get a ticket or something, and you better have something saying you're going where you're going. Okay, so let me make sure I understand this straight. I even saw someone say, you better have your receipt. So if I'm on my way to the store and I don't have a receipt and the cop stops me and asks me, where am I going? What the fuck? So at some point, we have to understand that we have a lot of panicky, drama-induced, goofball fucktards that are all over social media who are sharing misinformation, scaring the hell out of people. They're calling their mama, telling them bad information. Their mama calling their girlfriend, telling them bad information. Calm down. You have a cell phone. Google. Because this information is easily debunked. Okay? So do not get yourself all panicked up, but we'll cover more of these specific issues as we're going through the show. I'm sorry, Queen. I almost got into it.
I had to cut myself off. Like, is anything you got to say, Hakim, before we jump into it? This is a show that we know we had to do. We know that we can't cover everything into one show, so we are splitting it up into more than one part. That's why I said part one. Because it's happening and it's affecting a lot of things, our everyday life as we know it. Now, I do want to start off by saying when we're getting into these things is some of the things that have been put into place is simple things that we should already have been practicing every day as it is. So I have a issue with now the low supply of basic cleaning supplies and hand sanitizer. Because this is not the only thing, you know, that are getting people sick. You have the flu, you have common colds and all other type of germs and stuff out in the air. So it's certain things that they say that we should do that should be an everyday practice. Like not being around people who are sick. Now, it is a known fact that just like when you have a cold or any other illness out there, it affects people differently. Just because social distance is key, because just because someone does not show any symptoms, that doesn't mean that they aren't sick. So that's why they have this whole social distance thing in place. It's not to ruin your spring, ruin your life, put you, you know, have you a captive prisoner in your own home. It is because someone can be sick and they don't have symptoms, so therefore they can be walking around just fine and be positive and come in contact with you, and now you have it. And now you don't know who you got it from because that person's not displaying symptoms. It could be someone in a grocery store. It could be someone you work with. It could be someone in your home that couldn't keep their ass inside. So that's why first social distance is still in play. Now, other than social distances, simple stuff like washing your hands, making sure you stay away from people, or if you are, you know, showing any type of symptoms of being sick, whether you think it's just a cold, a flu, or whatever, just right away. And like I said, this is stuff that's supposed to, you're already supposed to do. I can't stay. You know what? When I was at work, oh, I missed my job. When I was at work and somebody would just come in there coughing and sneezing, it's before all of this came about. I'm looking at them sideways because you could have kept your butt home, you know, and took care of yourself, because I do have some older people that work at my job. So a common cold that you can walk around with and just have a little cough here and there, it can hit someone else whose immune system is not as good as yours and wipe them out. So avoiding the close contact with people who are sick, staying at home, and just leaving your home, for they're not expecting you to be on lockdown 24 hours where you can't do anything. They know people have doctor's appointments. They have to, you know, they have to go get necessities and essential things. They know you have to leave the house for something. But, I mean, unfortunately, people aren't listening, so that's why this thing is not being under control. Simply covering your mouth. Oh, my God, that is my pet peeve. I will give you the look of death and curse you out if you do not cover your cough and sneeze in a tissue. Or, like, aren't you taught in school how to cover? Boom. Put your forearm, like, put your, you know, I'm doing it like y'all can see me or something, but you know, what is that? Also, I'm going on and on. You have anything to add? Because this right here is really
I mean, it's a very, very touchy topic, and it drills out an emotion from everybody because it affects everybody. I just want to, you know, I just want to make sure that the right emotions are coming out. So if you're frustrated, you're angry, you have a right to. You have a right to, because your federal government has failed you. Your state and local officials are doing the right thing. Stop bitching, complaining, and moaning because you have to lock in place. So should we just let you motherfuckers go running around all over the goddamn city? Coming in contact with people with the goddamn cooties so you can bring it home to your kids, so you can bring it home to mom or go see grandmom with it? It's just that damn simple. Use your head. This ain't the chicken pox. This ain't the flu. This ain't the measles. This ain't no dumb shit we had when we was a kid. This is some old weirdo shit that nobody even seen before. Okay? If this don't help you with your logic, because half of y'all sound just like your president. Okay, and if you see anything remotely that motherfucker saying it, you know you're in the wrong place in your thoughts.
All right.
Okay, and that's what he said. It ain't no big deal. 2 weeks ago, it ain't no big deal. Ain't no big deal. It's going to blow over. It's going to blow over. Right. And he's running around. All his homies is getting sick one at a time. Boom, back, boom, back.
And he just didn't even. And he refused to get tested.
Nope. Well, he finally did. He came out on what day was that? Was it yesterday? Because Mike Pence was talking about it. He was talking about how they had this.
Just a couple of days ago, somebody was destroying his whole logic because he was saying, I don't have any symptoms. I don't need to go get tested. When someone you just was taking a picture with.
Yeah.
Just because you didn't know the person you claimed tested positive.
Yeah, it was either Sunday or yesterday, on Monday, where he was doing a press conference, and he talked about how he had to go up his nasal cavity and, you know, do the swab and all that other stuff, and he was somehow uncomfortable it was. So he eventually had to get it done, because, hell, Rand Paul popped up sick. You know, Rand Paul, and the worst part with Rand Paul, who's a ginger-haired piece of shit, He literally ran around sick for 2 weeks, knowing something was wrong, up in the gym, hanging out, smacking back, shaking hands. And he finally said, oh, let me get tested because I ain't been feeling well lately.
Yeah, and it's people like that, and it's scary that we live in a world with people like that. We had an incident here in Jersey, in East Orange to be exact, that someone went to a local hospital under a fake name and was tested positive and left the hospital. And she was gone for a few days. They couldn't find her because she went, you know, under a fake name. And they finally caught her. Talking about she was self-quarantined. We don't know that. But my thing is, with a person with that type of mentality, that's like a person who has AIDS and know they're positive and decide to speak with a whole bunch of people and affect it because they have it, they don't care about nobody else. That's that type of mentality. And I wonder what is her punishment going to be. I don't want to hear nothing about, oh, you were self-quarantined. I don't want to hear nothing about that because how did you, on your way home, how many people did you come in contact with? How many people in your home? So I don't want to hear nothing about that. I'm surprised that somebody in the world of social media, these detectives, have not found and released her name.
Well, and that's scary, you know, because I've even remember reading a story of someone in New York who was tested positive, and they were running over the police, just coughing and sneezing on people purposely, and they were looking for this person.
People gonna start losing their lives behind that.
Yeah, it's kind of a serious situation, and we have to do a better job of paying the goddamn attention and using our goddamn heatings. Okay, I mean as of about an hour ago, there's 417,663 confirmed positive worldwide. You know, that's almost a half a million people worldwide. You know, out of that 417,000, 108,000 people have recovered from it, and 18,000 have died.
Mm.
Okay, there's a little over 53,000 you know, confirmed here in the United States. Now, here's the scary part. There's 53,275 people who've tested positive in the United States. There's 371 people who have been recovered it, but there were 696 deaths.
Mm-hmm.
So as of, you know, an hour ago, this was updated, from the CDC, there has been more people that have died. There's literally been 300 more people died than survived. So you see, this ain't a game. This is not a game. You know, I see Philly people making a joke. Some people are just rolling with the punches. Some other people are upset. But you got to understand something. When they said, you know, keep your social distancing, they were hoping that people would have common sense. But we already know people ain't got common sense. You know, Friday was a great day. It was almost 80 degrees. People out there shooting basketball, playing football, doing all kinds of goofy shit. Cookouts, turn-up parties.
Mm-hmm.
I seen y'all Facebook lives. I seen y'all Instagram lives. I was sick in bed looking at this shit like, yo, this motherfucker is crazy. 15, 20 people playing Jenga.
Right. You know, and what this whole thing is, you have three type of people when it comes to this. You have the people, you know, the idiots in the world that's not taking it serious at all and still just living their life as nothing is going on. Then you have the people that's overboard and, you know, they're walking off the face mask, gloves, and don't understand that they, you know, the whole contamination thing. They understand that the mask is for the people who are infected and has to be a certain type of mask to even really be doing anything. And then the same people that's running around buying up everything, like the world is coming to an end. And then you have the people that's in between, like me. You know, I'm taking the necessary precautions, you know. I'm respecting the social. My house ain't nobody coming in or out. I'm just saying. I mean, because I have children, and people need to realize this. If this is bad enough for them to close schools and businesses that make people a lot of money, it's something serious. And they have these certain rules that's in place. And, well, they came out the nice way and say, listen, this is how we're going to do this. You know, wash your hands, clean your surfaces, stay away from people. And then that wasn't working. Because, like you said, people like common sense. So since people like common sense, then they started putting curfews in place. Then they started shutting down stuff. And people fail to realize is until you guys listen, things are going to continue to be shut down. So they're going to have these outrageous rules, these rules that you guys think is outrageous, because here is people are dying and y'all worrying about whether liquor stores and clubs is closed and movie theaters and all of that. But these rules, these things are going to be keep being put in place until you get it through your head how serious this is. That's all they can do. That's all they can do is whatever they feel like is going to happen. So when you guys start getting hit with these fines, because first they said be in by 8 o'clock, curfew is at 8 o'clock, nobody on the streets between 8 and 5. You still have people going out. My daughter said in Newark, the main street where she lives at is a train of police officers, about 15 cars. They go up and down the avenue and through the side blocks telling people to go in the house. Now, they're hitting y'all with fines. Or they're going to prosecute you guys because telling you to go in the house isn't working. So now there has to be consequences. They have to treat people like children, where if you don't listen and you do wrong, it's consequences. It's the shame as people. You have grown people. You know, you got people thinking, oh, if you're young, you can't get it. The dumbest shit I ever heard, black people can't get it. Oh my God. When I find the person who started that rumor, I'm going to kick their ass personally.
Yeah, I'm be honest with you. It was to the point. Well, what happened was, you know that you know these clickbait sites. There was a clickbait site that got real viral, and it was supposed to be this Chinese doctor who came out and said the melanin in the black and the African man's skin will protect him from the coronavirus. So that alone, something that attacks you through viral terms, not light, not some kind of energy that you're melanin to protect you from, but something that you get from putting in your mouth and your hands and your eyes, your orifices, right? How's the melanin gonna protect you from that? What does your skin pigmentation have to do with that? Through with a viral infection.
And, you know, we've talked about this on different shows when it came to a whole different topic when we were talking about, you know, the spreading of information on social media. The number one thing is, first of all, before you share it, read it. Look at the source. Some of the things y'all be sharing, the source, like the website, don't even sound right. Like, it's just baffling to me. How people still just believe anything that's posted and share it. You know, even when you Google it, make sure the source that you're reading it from is a reliable source.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, we live in a time where anybody can just post anything on social media, and it's okay.
It's really sad. It's a short-sighted notion, and people just don't get it. They don't get it. And it's a shame because if we listen to every one of these little rinky-dink blogs or websites who just come up with any stupid clickbait topic and throw it out there, I mean, hell, R. Kelly done died 15 times and somebody else just died according to these bullshit sites. You can't trust them. If it ain't your normal standard media that you are used to, that you come in contact with, that you've been involved in your life with, CBS News, NBC News, ABC News, CNN, TMZ, the shit that you've been used to, why are you listening to dumb fuck .blogspot.blahblahblahblah.com? You don't even know who these people are. You have to be an absolute moron. You know, and it's sad because there are people who, and another one, stop sharing news stories coming from YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It is the worst. You just, man, the average clickbait shared on that they're shared on someone's page picks up anywhere from 25 to 45 people that are going to look and click on it. Just imagine if 100 goddamn people all shared. That's just 100. So this YouTube page has gotten how many views now off of your ignorance? There was one that came out last week saying that Idris Elba was in the facility. He was taking a turn for the worse. And I looked at it and I said, I know that's some bullshit because that's shit. The person that posted, I said, you can take that down because I know Idris Elba wasn't sick. I just was listening to his new music he just dropped a half an hour ago. That motherfucker at home freestyling and shit and putting together new tracks. He's a rapper, a producer, a DJ, and an actor. He never bored. His exact words is in the house, driving this old lady crazy, creating content, doing what I love to do. It's spitting. And the shit was kind of dope too. he was rapping about being in the house about with the coronavirus, if I ain't mistaken. So I mean, and come to find out, it was some British chick who wanted likes and shit on her YouTube channel, and she got them. So I mean, y'all have to use a little bit of common sense. It ain't hard to research something. All you gotta do is type the person's name in the goddamn Google. And they'll tell you the last tweet the person just sent out. Oh, I know he ain't dead. He just tweeted 20 minutes ago. So it's like, come on, man. Got to do better. Got to do better. I know we just had a question. All right. Okay, this question is from JoJo Reds, who asked this in our Reality Talk Network group, Facebook group. Please, you guys like and join. She asked, who should people listen to, the president or their doctor? I got to hear this from my family.
Well, listen to your doctor, because the president not even listening to the doctor. They had to go through, they had to fight tooth and nail to get him to realize, oh, you have to go to the doctor. Listen to your doctors. The only issue I have with that is that from what I'm hearing, it's not enough supplies as far as the test goes.
Mm-hmm.
And also people are being told if you have any symptoms, just quarantine yourself. But you should definitely listen to your doctor, because your doctor will be able to give you the best medical advice. And but in my opinion, just common sense. Even if it's just a cold, doesn't actually have to be the coronavirus. You're supposed to separate yourself from other people. And kind of, avoid the spread of any type of sickness.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think, Kim? Is your opinion going to be different from mine? Are you listening to your president today?
I'm never listening to my president. Every time I fart, there's like me listening to my goddamn president. No. No. I'd rather listen to that goddamn dog over across the street barking than listening to that orange parlor dipshit. No, no thank you. You know, no thank you. Your dishwashing liquid got more intellectual properties in it than that president. You know, the face of the proper information is a man by the name of Anthony Fauci. If you ever you watch these press conferences, you see the little white man with gray hair and glasses. He's real short. He's always behind the podium looking like he on his tippy toes and shit. He is the top dog in terms of fighting every major illness in our lifetime, going all the way back to Reagan. He's been the man. You know, they asked the first president Bush who was his hero. He said Anthony Fauci. You know why? Anthony Fauci figured out a way to fight a serious worldwide disease that was heading our way, and he was able to stay it off. But you ain't seen him yesterday. And he hasn't been out with the president the last couple times. Why? Because he don't take no bullshit. The president will sit there and tell you, right now they're passing out to about 20,000 people, I think. My numbers might be off. Y'all can check me. A medicine that was for malaria. And through some kind of way, through a couple of subjects, they found out that it worked on a couple people, or it appeared to have worked. Yeah, well, somebody just died between yesterday and today, okay, off of that medicine. It made the shit worse. So the president was out there as normal on Friday, making it seem like, oh, this shit is going to be the best thing since goddamn sliced bread. And the reporter tried to tell him, named Peter, whatever the fuck, from NBC News, and tried to tell him that, hey, man, you there's people home scared, and you're giving information that you're not even sure is going to work. What do you tell these people? Oh, and he ripped the guy a new asshole on live TV. Told me he's a terrible reporter for asking that question. For being concerned about the people who are home afraid, and you're giving them fake information. So the little doctor stepped up and said, this is bullshit. There ain't no guarantee this shit gonna work. We're gonna try it, but we ain't got high hopes for it. Oh, Trump, his orange face start turning pink and shit. The little white circles around his owl eyes and shit start getting all squinched up. He was mad as a motherfucker. and that was Friday. So on Saturday, dude did an extensive interview with somebody where he said it's hard working for Trump. He said, I'm not here to kiss anybody's ass, pretty much. I'm here to provide accurate information. So, I mean, and now I ain't seen dude since. The fucker got his ass tied up in the basement some goddamn where. You know, maybe Mike Pence sent him to one of them conversion camps or some shit. I hope he's okay, but somebody better go check on him. You know, but it's just a matter of proper information, listening to your doctors. Why? Because your doctors are listening to the state. No, they're listening to the county health organizations. Then the county is listening to the state health organization. It's listening to the CDC that runs the entire federal government. So there's a trickle-down effect of information that's all supposed to have a uniformity to it.
Mm-hmm.
But your state may do some things that the federal government isn't doing. Because why? Because Donald Trump don't care. He doesn't care. He has the authority to make the manufacturers of these goddamn items we need. The gowns, the masks, the gloves. He's already opened up the door. He just didn't give the order because these people are telling him to go fuck himself, and he's a big pussy. He talks tough, but he is the biggest coward you ever seen on television because he's not listening to the American people. He's not listening to his advisors. He's listening to the rich billionaires tell him, do not make my company go back to work for pennies on a dollar, because they're not getting market value price. They're going to get whatever the fuck the government tells them to take.
Yep.
So to them, it's a short. So basically, the way it goes is like in a time of war, right? In a time of war, when we need more bullets, we need more armor, we need more helmets, the president will write a declaration or authorize, it's a form of authority, where he will have the manufacturer doors open up and they have to make these materials because it's in the United States interest. He started it Thursday, ain't did shit since, and people have been going ape shit like, what are you waiting for? Okay? I mean, there's literally people who are, there's doctors and nurses who are using goddamn raincoat ponchos as gowns. And you just think about that for a second. They're sending people to Walmart and Target and anywhere else that got it and to buy raincoat ponchos. Mm-hmm. So they can use them as gowns. Why? Because they can just rinse them off real quick. Bandanas instead of masks. And these governors are just literally left on their own. So, yeah, it's a serious situation. It's real serious mm-hmm. out there. So you listen to your doctor. Fuck Trump because he's a moron.
Yes, and people, you are – okay, let's talk about cross-contamination for a minute, okay? Mm-hmm. Just mm-hmm. a minute. Y'all walking around with gloves from the time you leave your car or your house and you're touching the car, you're touching the product, you know, you're touching your purse, your wallet, your car and everything, and then you go home with those same gloves. Not smart at all. If you're not constantly changing them, you're just transferring. If you did come in contact with it, you are transferring it from one thing to the next to everything you touch. Let's just make that clear because some of y'all are walking around looking crazy. Just like when you go to the grocery store and everybody, like you said, got the bandanas and got the mask and stuff. The mask is supposed to be for the people who are sick, you know, to kind of block anything from when they cough for anything like that. And it has to be a certain type of mask. It can't just be just, you know, any old thing. It's supposed to be something that can block the moisture from coming out. So people need to really understand when they're taking these, you know. I was leaving out the house the other day. My cousin was like, you got your wipes, you got your gloves, you want. And I'm just like, relax, relax. Relax. I have this. I'm going to do this. It's common sense for me. But people have to understand that. I understand, you know, people are in a panic and they are, they're thinking they're doing the right thing, like I said at the beginning of the show, but they have everything all wrong because they're just being told, wear gloves, wear masks, but they're not telling them, you know, what type of mask, what type of gloves, when to wear the gloves, when to take them off, when to change, you know, they're not giving them all the details, you know. Just like we have mm-hmm. those jailhouse, everybody want to be a lawyer when somebody catch a case. Every time somebody gets sick, everybody want to be WebMD. Everybody want to be a doctor. So you got to just, when you're getting your information from certain people, you just got, like, listen, check your source, whether it's on the internet or word of mouth. Check your source. Question, where did you get that information from? Mm. You know?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Always check the source, because all sources aren't equal. Let's see. Okay. Got another question that was inboxed. Mm-hmm. What the hell is the difference? This is from my man Eric. And Eric asks, what the hell is the difference between the coronavirus and this COVID-19 shit?
What's it? Maybe you got to answer this because I thought that was the same thing.
It is the same thing. You know, the CO part stands for the corona. The vid is for the VI for the VI is for the virus. The D is for disease, and the 19 is for 2019 where it was discovered. Because this is something new, so they had to give it a tag because they've never seen it before.
You do see, like you thinking I was lost, like I.
Yeah,
you have to think about it.
No, because and this is why this is why it was so important for us to do this show for people like that. People didn't know. They thought it was all this some new shit. They changed the name. They up to something. No. Everything in a goddamn conspiracy.
And you already know, once anything happens, the conspiracy theories come out. The reason why things are so bad as it is now is because it wasn't taken serious. First, it wasn't taken serious by number 45 because this has been out. It just wasn't being taken serious now that it's hitting home. And since he didn't take it serious and other people didn't take it serious, it's continued to spread. You know, if certain precautions were taken and put in place, then it wouldn't have got this bad. So people might have thought, just on the outside looking in, when you first heard about it out here, it was like it went from 0 to 60.
Yeah.
Which that's not necessarily how, it's some truth to it, but it's not the complete truth. It's because when it first became a problem, it wasn't taken serious by number 45 as a problem. And all these precautions that was put in place, and they would have been put in place. Like at my job, I'm like, people like, oh, we're out of work. I'm not sitting around like, okay, someone, you know, my job would be out of work. And
well,
the public wasn't the information they needed.
Yeah, and see, here's the problem. A lot of people don't watch the news. They don't. Think about that question somebody just asked us. What's the difference between COVID-19 when it's supposed to be, I thought it was called Corona. Why are they calling this? It's the same goddamn thing. If you watched a little bit of information that wasn't goofy, you know. That's the only – we could be talking about fucking, sucking, dancing. Hell, we could be talking about the Kanye West, and we could be talking about all the dumb shit that's going on. The fucking – there's a lot of other things we could talk about now.
Mm-hmm.
But Kanye West and Taylor Swift beef ain't making people lose jobs. It's not causing old ladies to sit in the goddamn house. Shout out to JoJo Reds for the question she asked earlier. She literally has her mom and her aunt hanging by the phone listening to this show because they don't watch the news. It's too terrifying. They're tired of seeing people get killed. They hate the president. They don't know if he's lying or not.
Which 9 times out of 10, if his mom is moving, he is.
Yeah. So it's we have to be honest with ourselves about some stuff. Our people don't pay attention till it's too late.
Right.
And that is a scary thing. You know, they don't stay informed. Oh, if it's something ratchet, shit. You know, they can tell you what Cardi B and Nicki is beefing about. They can tell you every detail. What time the Twitter popped and what the Instagram put, they can run it all down to you. But they can't tell you they couldn't even tell you who the hell is their congressperson, who's their city council rep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about, this is your health, this is your kid's health, this is your family health. Take this shit seriously. You know what I mean? We're not up here banging our gums because we ain't got nothing else to talk about. You know, I got a bunch of dudes who wanted to talk about ass. Talk about twerking. Why is so many butches twerking? That's why I posted it in the group, because at some point we got to cover it, because I got 15 goddamn people in my inbox.
Right. And it's just crazy. Like, the kids that didn't feel like they should cancel their spring break and was all down in Florida, just in the, you know, in the waters, getting drunk in the street, you know, just think about how many people. You had hundreds of people out there don't know who else they was in contact with. Now they're going to go back to their schools. They're going to go back to their homes with God knows what. Because they felt like they shouldn't have to cancel their spring break. And it was just partying up.
Yeah.
You know, and just when they go back to their schools, not only do you have the other students that decided to listen and stay home, you have the people who work at the schools, the teachers, the janitors, you know, the food workers, all those people that are going to have to go back to their families. And just look how it spreads in a just one person's stupidity, not to mention hundreds of people. So when they start putting some real serious fines and charges on these people, that's when they're going to listen. You know, don't nobody want to hear about you grown, you deserve this, that, and the third. You have to stop being selfish and think about others. Because when I look at people like that, I always say, they don't care about themselves. They're not going to care about nobody else.
Yeah.
It's a selfish, stupid decision.
Yeah. And another reason why we wanted to have this conversation is someone just reminded me, there's the conspiracy people. There used to be people who I thought were people I respected for their intellectual prowess. I respected them for their ability to be analytical in their thinking and to regurgitate proper information, dumb it down, so to speak, for people who tend to not follow every detail of what's going on in the news. But then these stupid ass people, and I get it, everything that happens, there's an old saying, when America gets a cold, black people get pneumonia. And I get that. I understand that. What we should be doing is getting people ready. I need you to understand, put things in perspective. When is the last time you saw the stock market going this fucking ape shit? When is the last time you seen the stock market pull the goddamn power off so the trading can stop? More than once in a period of a goddamn year. We're number four? It happened like twice in one day. In my lifetime, I've never seen it. And I've been following stocks since 99 when it was introduced to me. So it's serious because there's a lot of people talking about this is a hoax. Okay, we got dumb piles of dog shit like Cardi B talking about, oh, they're paying these goddamn people to come out and say that. They're paying Idris Elba. They're paying this person. Celebrities are getting paid. You dumb, miserable fuck. Shut up. I'm not listening to a chick who shoves Budweiser bottles up a cooch for a goddamn living. You fucking mumble mouth dumbass. Every time somebody plays that goddamn shit is real, shit is getting real, I want to hit some goddamn body. It makes me violent. You dumb fucks. People are out here. I can't get my ass up and do what I need to do at my place of business. People are trying. We got to figure out how to send people on the work from home. There are people who ain't getting paid. That people don't know if they're getting paid. And that's what y'all worried about? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit if a little Chinese man ate some goddamn egg rolls and created it in the goddamn basement. What are we going to do about it now? How is these black-owned businesses going to survive? I got a goddamn customer who's used to making 15 grand a month, who's making 500 a month now. Because she can't ship her shit from her goddamn country. She can't get her imports from India. She can't get her goddamn imports from China. So her business is shitty. And the worst part is she set her business up in a goddamn little small island country so she can feed and help people to create some economic development for the women there. So guess they all fucked. And y'all worrying about some goddamn who did it and who got paid. I don't give a fuck who got paid. I know it's real because the goddamn follow the money.
Yep.
When you see the white man lose money, it's real.
You
know, yes. Dumbasses. Yes, I'm angry. Somebody said, damn, am I angry? Yes, I'm fucking angry because niggas is stupid.
Being stupid is being too nice. You know. But, and that's the reality of it.
I've been holding this in for a whole week. I've sat quietly. And for you people, shout out to Zio Styles, who just reminded me. Shout out to D-Nice. She just reminded me how D-Nice put on that concert and he had a big-ass turn-up with celebrities and shit like that. And I'm seeing people complaining because black people were behind D-Nice putting on a little concert. Oh, there was no mixes. It was just him playing music. I don't give a fuck if he was sitting there slapping his knees with spoons. People weren't stressing. People were happy. People were enjoying themselves, you miserable pieces of shit. Stop the stupidity. Anybody over the age of 40, I need you to inbox me, email me, do whatever the fuck. Call up. Tell me when the last time you saw this country like this. Tell me when the last time you saw a government shutdown of this magnitude where your kids couldn't go to school. I'll wait.
People complaining about having to homeschool their kids. You know, just be happy that people are taking the time to put these packages together so your kids' brain can still be going during this time. Instead of just washing their hands for them.
Shut up. Shout out to JoJo Redding and her mama and aunties. They, that man's crazy, all that cussing and fussing. You goddamn right I'm crazy. Because I literally sat with a banged up hip and an abscess in my mouth for a whole week. I couldn't talk and couldn't walk. And I've watched so much stupidity. And it ain't just black people. It's white people too, but I don't give a fuck about them. I'm worried about my people. And you dumbass fool should know better. You should know better. This is real. I hate to quote that mumble mouth goofball, but it is real.
It's real and it's happening. And it's coming full speed. Is that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to sip my damn tea. I lost my damn voice. Excuse me. Oh, Lord. Whew. I've been holding that in a week, Queen. I'm sorry. I am so sorry, but I've been holding it in.
Yeah, another myth. The myth where they were talking about when it first came out, like, oh, as soon as you get warm, this is going to blow over. Climate has absolutely nothing to do with the spread of it.
Yeah. I heard that one.
Also, just keep... Just know, as parents, we have to be the example. There's no reason why, if your kids can't go to school, you got them running around in the street playing with all the other kids in the neighborhood. Be a parent, homeschool your children, make sure their brains is constantly going, because we don't know. They say to the end of, to the beginning of April. We don't know how long our children are going to be out of school. My kids get up every day. They're so used to getting up, they get up every day. 8 o'clock, like clockwork. Eat breakfast and get in front of their computers and go to school remotely. So they still at school from 8 to 3. They are still at school.
Yeah.
And they get their lunch break, they do their activities. And, you know, they can video chat with their friends once all of that is done so they can still have somewhat of a social life. My kids understand. They are 10 and 12. They understand that
they have to be in the house because of what's going on.
Yeah.
So children, 10 and 12 can understand. There's no reason why adults shouldn't be able to understand. It's ridiculous.
Shout out to my man Pee Wee. He just he's listening in, and he just asked, "What's up with this bailout? Why are we bailing out billionaire companies who can afford to take a couple months off?"
And that's the thing is, I know we're going to talk about, you know, more of the details and stuff about that on the next show, but that's the thing is, I hear people saying, you know, Republicans trying to get us the ability and the Democrats is blocking, you know, the Republicans trying to get us money. So, they have to understand, we don't know what's going on in that meeting to why it's being blocked. All they hear is, and it's not going to apply to all y'all, so just think about that. The ones that sit at home and not doing anything, don't think that applies to you. Don't think that the government wants those to see more money, more free money.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to know the facts. We need to know what's the long-term damage is going to do. Because this economy is about to be hit. Damn.
It's about already hit.
You got people that can't make money. You got people that can't pay bills. I mean, just for me speaking, $1,000 or something, but that's not nothing. That's not even my rent. You know?
I'm a little split on it because I'm like the Democrats. It's all on what they're going to do with the money. If you're going to do a bailout, there needs to be some checks and balances on it. We can't do like Obama and Bush did with their bailouts because they gave these bastards money that they had to pay back, but they didn't. It was too late. You know, and then they had them stimulus packages they took back when you filed your taxes. So y'all go ahead and can't wait for them $1,000 checks because you want to pay them bitches back. If you think that they're just going to give you something and you're not getting nothing for it, then you're goofy as fuck. Sorry. Because remember everybody got them $600 checks? Remember them $600 and $800 checks? You know, and that's why the Democrats are holding things up because they say, wait a minute, we're not going to give $50 billion company a goddamn stimulus, and they don't take care of the employees they sent home. Amazon, if you send the people home, Amazon should get a check that's going to pay for the people they sent home until this thing is over with. Ain't that fair? You know what I mean? But here's the problem. This goofball president had a meeting with all these rich bastards and put no security precautions in there. And he look at Rand Paul. Rand Paul went apeshit on the Senate floor the other day because he said, that's how I got elected, because Obama gave out money, bailed out the banks. And you know what happened? When he realized, oh, shit, I just paid all these foreclosures off. And he went to the bank and said, hey, the people get to keep their houses, right? They said, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the bank bailout for? If everybody was foreclosing on their homes and the banks lost money, they needed money, right? And the government paid them off, shouldn't you got to keep your home?
Exactly.
Yep. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, a good point, Zaya. People don't care. Taxes ain't till next year. Yeah, I know, goofball shit. And then you, and like you always say, Queen, people aren't proactive, they're reactive. So, all right. Queen, it's about that time. This has been fun.
So that concludes our show for today. It is Talk Tuesday. This is part one. Tune in Thursday for Therapy Thursday for part two. Same topic. We're going to go into more details for a different part of how the coronavirus is affecting us. So I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thanks for the questions, the interaction. Join the Facebook group, Reality Talk Network. We talk about some things in there, a little everything, just like our show.
does here. Any last words before we head out?
I apologize for the background noise, y'all. I got my window up. It's a little bit warm today, and I got dumb fucks out there blasting music and walking around like everything's okay. So, my apologies.
Okay, so that concludes our show tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.